Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Listen, we have a new friend on who's going to be our guest named Michael Bambus, and I was out in Michigan just this last Saturday, and Michael got up after me because he wanted to share a couple of his points. And after listening to Michael, I said to myself, this guy's got to be on the radio. 153 cities need to listen to what this guy has to say. So I named today's show, Wait Until You Get a Load of This Guy. He brings the answer. He exposes the games that are being played, friends. And I'll tell you what, there's an anointing, Isaiah 10:27, even on the conversation I'm having right now. So we're going to have him up in just a couple of minutes. Meanwhile, for those that are on social media platforms, go ahead and check this out. This is in Vienna right now. Of course, the mainstream media doesn't want you to see all of the tens and hundreds of thousands of people in Vienna alone rising up in defiance towards their corrupt governments. This is happening all across the globe. This is brand new information. This is a brand new reel. If you want to check these out, go to social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click on to the morning show and the afternoon show with Tim Brown in the morning, myself in the afternoon. Look at this, friends. Go to beforeitsnews.com, social media platforms on the top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. The mainstream media is silent about all the information that we're giving to you on the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm showing you a live feed right now in Vienna, where literally hundreds of thousands of people are rising up against the prospective corruption concerning their governments. And friends, I'm telling you what, the mainstream media wants you to believe that everybody's out there getting their shots, when the opposite is true. This is happening in France. Matter of fact, I shared with you yesterday, in France alone, the police dropped their shields and joined the protesters. In Romania, over 2 million people rising up against their government right now. In defiance to their tyranny. Let's put this into perspective, 1 Kings 18, in understanding that they are telling them to stand down. This is happening in Australia. This is happening, friends, in the UK. This is happening in Israel. But again, the mainstream media wants you to line up and believe that everybody's getting their shots. Not true, and I've proven it 100,000 times over, friends. Also wanted to share this with you really quick before we pull up our friend Michael Bambus in just a couple minutes here. Did you see what the Gateway Pundit just reported? Have friends at American Airlines, have friends at Delta, both of them pilots, wanted to call and confirm the information, called Tim Brown this morning and said, Gateway Pundit, a reliable media outsource, and he said, absolutely. So here it is, friends. Well, you're being distracted by politics as usual and corruption in politics. What's happening? Delta, American, United Airlines are providing African migrants free flights to the United States of America. See, friends, what you need to understand is, and I want you to look at me when I tell you this, you're on your own. Let me say this again. You're on your own. How many times have we exposed the best that you have in government as nothing more than appeasers? And by the way, what is an appeaser? An appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile hoping it will eat him last. Well, you know what? He can hope all he wants to, but history teaches us not only will he be eaten by the crocodile, but he'll be the first one lined up against the wall and shot by the people that they are working for. And why is it? Well, friends, because that is the history of mankind. If you can't be trusted and you commit the act of treason against your own people, do you think those people that you're lying, stealing, and killing for, when they have no more need of you, are going to turn on you as well? Well, there you have it, friends. All you bad guys listening to me right now, monitoring me right now, you better pay attention to what I'm telling you, and you better turn around and take a look at history, because it's just a matter of time before they don't need you anymore, and then they get rid of you too. And furthermore, I would say this: repent, you Judas, because that's exactly what you are before God and man. But again, an appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile hoping it will eat him last. I went down to the shop this morning, got my tires aligned, and I noticed that Fox News, you know, that outlet that you believe is the best that you have, you need to keep in mind, friends, that they're bought and paid for, too, that they're controlled under the six corporations worldwide, dictated by the likes of what you know as the CIA. And yes, the CIA, friends, the Central Intelligence Agency that was called out by Harry Truman back in 47, that said if he knew that the CIA was what it was, he said that it was going to become the American version of the Gestapo, he said he would have had nothing to do with it. But now, going back to the shop, getting my tires aligned this morning, what did I hear? Well, I sat there and watched Fox News, and the best they had, friends, do nothing but magnify the crimes against the law, and you wonder why you're backwards and upside down, Isaiah 59. Folks, what did they do? They sat there and they complained about Joe Biden bringing illegals into the United States of America. 1 million to date since his incumbency, his criminal incumbency. But what would you expect from a said president, so the media would have you believe? What would you expect from a guy like that who has been busted over and over for scandal and plagiarism and treason, Article 3, Section 3? Just exactly what he's doing. And here, this is what I want you to catch. Folks, all these illegals being flown in through Delta, American, and United, all these illegals flowing into the southern border. Don't forget about the northern border. Keep in mind, they're pulling these people in, alluring them in through mayors, criminal mayors, that are in fact alluring them in on taxpayer dollars. Okay? How do you stop all of this illegal, not immigration, but illegal flow into the United States of America? Shut down corruption in your government, friends. Common sense does come into play. Psalm 94:16. But notice this, friends. They are doing what they're doing because, listen carefully, they don't have the support. Just like I've been telling you for the last 17 years. But the way that they have the support is through the ignorant people that believe their deceptive lies that they are constantly promulgating and inundating you with 24/7, not just in America, but on a global basis, that there's more of them than there really is. Well, if that was the case, then why are they still pulling more of these illegals into the United States of America? As I said, I've said in the past, I say today, they don't have the support. 330 million people, when are you going to stand up and obey God? And I'm talking about the 86% that profess to be His, and the rest of you that call yourself conservative and patriots, when are you going to stand up and love your country enough to actually stand up and fight for it? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We will be right back after this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That shows you who we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we continuously do. Okay, Mark 16:15. Go over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to beforeitsnews.com. By the way, social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side of the page, my friend Michael Roach's page. And we appreciate you, Michael. Just wanted to let you know that. Again, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, I do have a guest. I'll pull you up afterwards. Or if it's an important enough question, maybe I'll insert it into our conversation. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So without further ado, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up our friend Michael Bambus out of Michigan. Welcome, Michael. I appreciate you joining us and sharing with us the information that is vital to the survival of America.
Good afternoon, Bradley. I appreciate you having me on here today, and I was just blown away by your presentation last Sunday. We had a heck of an outcome there at our meeting there at Guardians of Freedom, and your presentation was just awesome. I was totally blown away by your presentation.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's interesting, Michael, and I know I'm not going to get back into this banter between me and you as to what was more important. I mean, I know that the gospel is more important than anything, but I got to be honest, when you began to share with us your information, I said to myself, man, this is more important than some of the things that I just had to say, and that's exact. But I've never done this, by the way, Michael. I've never done this. I've never been at a setting where someone brought the information that you brought in such a fashion, where it captured my attention, and I said, you know what? Right there, I said, I got to get this guy on the radio, and I said it to Michael. Before we get going here, Michael, will you go ahead and give people a short download as to who you are leading up as to the information that we're about to share with them?
Sure. My name is Mike Bambus, born and raised in Detroit and the suburbs of, and graduated from Farmington High School. I played hockey for 43 years. I taught hockey as a coach for several years. And I've been a business owner for most of my life. I currently have a construction business of over 30 years. I am not an attorney. I do not give legal advice, but I do give legal opinion based on my firsthand knowledge of what I've had to deal with over several years here. And basically, my approach to this whole affair was that as a business owner, you have to know your rights. And in order to conduct business, you know, in these days and times, you have to know what you can do, what you can't do. And basically, I have to make sure I know what the laws are so that public officials do not use acts of intimidation and coercion to alter or interfere with my business practices.
Let me say this, Michael. No, that's fine. I just want to insert this into the conversation. You need to understand as to how to conduct your affairs in business, because what I understand and what I heard from you last Saturday was what the very things were concerning our said representatives, attorneys, judges, our governments on so many different levels are trying to keep us from. And what you did in the short amount of time that we had was an expose as to what was taking place. So let's start this way. What is the issue that you're having with, and then let's delve into it from that point on.
Okay. Again, as a business owner, this whole thing started, obviously, many years ago. But really, a lot of light got shown onto this whole situation here with this alleged pandemic. With the governor shutting down the state of Michigan, this really affected everybody's ability to make an income, to make a, you know, make an earning. And so I challenged the governor's office, and I challenged the attorney general's office of Michigan in that they were breaking federal and state laws in doing what they were doing.
Yep.
I actually started this whole affair with issuing a citizen's arrest complaint, which we are legally able to do here in Michigan under state law. And I contacted the Michigan State Police. They reviewed my documentation, agreed that everything I was doing was within the parameter of the law. However, when it came time to wanting to try and serve the governor and the attorney general with this, I was actually threatened by the Michigan State Police that I would be shot if I attempted to do so.
Oh, my goodness. Wait. So you said you were within the confines of law. What you were doing was legal. And if you were to serve the governor, the police force, the head of the police force, said that he would shoot you. Is that what you said?
That is correct. They asked me how I wanted to proceed on this matter. Basically, I said that I would go unarmed to a press conference, wait till the end of the press conference, and then approach the governor, verbally place her under arrest, read the charges, and turn custody over to the Michigan State Police. And it was at that time that the lieutenant that I was talking to informed me that I would be shot by either them, the state police, or the governor's bodyguard.
Whoa. Okay, so they're not upholding their constitution, to say the least. And let me just go back to reinforce Michael Bambus's information here. Friends, we need to keep in mind the state Supreme Court in Michigan didn't come in once, but they came in twice, pulling the rug from Governor Whitmer's unconstitutional edicts. That is true, is it not, Michael?
That is correct.
Okay. Proceed.
So from there, I realized that I was not going to get anywhere with that. I tried contacting local law enforcement, prosecutor's office. I even went to the DOJ, and nobody would do anything. I was actually contacted by the FBI, told I had better back off or else I would be considered a threat to the governor and system.
Hang on again, Michael. These are the things that I want to emphasize, because this was, I don't want to say it was shocking, because we know that this is going on, but to hear it firsthand from someone that's under threat from the likes of the FBI, stating that you as a constituent want the laws enforced against the criminals, and in this case, the governor of the state of Michigan, the FBI said you need to back off. Listen carefully, friends. The FBI told Michael Bambus he needed to back off or he would be considered a threat. A threat to what, Michael?
They never explained. Just that I would be a threat to the governor. And my rebuttal to that was, she's the one breaking the law. If you feel that I'm a threat, please come and arrest me or I'll turn myself in. I've never heard back from him.
Interesting. So let's go to the next step. as to the proceedings and the things that you found in the court system as you begin to walk through it. And please highlight your attorneys as well, Michael, that did absolutely nothing in the process, please.
I have not had an attorney involved in this situation at all from the beginning to now. I've done all this on my own and educated myself on all this information. And after the incident with the arrest complaint, I decided to try and move this thing into a different direction. The state police eventually issued me a citation, a $500 ticket, for refusing to wear a mask. We went to court on December 9th of 2020, and I beat them in court. The method that I used to beat them on the mask mandate was very simple. I challenged the prosecutor's office in that I wanted to have a jury trial, and I encourage anyone who gets a ticket or anything, demand a jury trial. It takes the power away from the judges because they have a political agenda,
yep,
and puts the power in the people to decide what's going to happen.
Amen.
So I informed the prosecutor's office that I wanted a jury trial, and I also informed that I had three witnesses that needed to be deposed. And they asked who they were, and I said, real simple, the governor, the attorney general, and the state medical expert, Dr. Khaldun. As soon as they heard and found that out, they could not get me out of that courthouse quick enough. The judge signed an immediate dismissal of the order, and I said, well, wait a minute, I don't want the case dismissed. I want those depositions. And they said, no, we are not going there. The sheriff's department escorted me. I've never gone out of a courthouse so quickly. I mean, they basically just threw me out of that courthouse.
So Michael, I got a hard break coming up here, but I do want to leave some questions with you for the next segment after this hard break. So they couldn't get you out of the courtroom fast enough. Is that because you're actually making reference to constitutional law, which exposed them for acting as criminals operating outside of their scope of authority? Is that what's going on here?
That is correct.
Incredible. Incredible. So, folks, I got Michael Bambus out of Michigan, a business owner, went after the governor for her crimes against the people in their prospective state, Michigan. Not only that, but then he goes into court and says, I'm not going to wear the mask, takes him to court, wins the case. Now, what I want to do is I want to kind of tee this up really quick because this is going to start rolling in on me real quick, this hard break, like it is right now. I want you to hear what Michael did on the other side of this, friends, talking about going to the system and understanding the system when it comes to knowing the law and being ignorant of the law. And I also want to say to you, Michael, what I want you to tee it up for is the fact that on the other side, I want you to share with us what the judge blurted out in his confusion, which educated you as to how to deal with them. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is asking Congress to extend the CDC's eviction ban. This comes in response to the nation's spike in COVID-19 cases. The moratorium is set to expire this weekend. The House Oversight Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Civil Liberties is holding a hearing with Texas Democratic state lawmakers on the election reform bill the Texas legislature is considering. Subcommittee ranking member and Texas Republican Congressman Pete Sessions criticizes the Texas Democrats for walking out of the special session, claiming they're the ones who are suppressing Texans' rights.
What is happening today in Texas is the rights of all Texans are being withheld because members of the Democratic Party who are members of the state House choose not to be a part of it.
USA Radio News. A bipartisan infrastructure bill gets the thumbs up from the Senate.
The U.S. Senate, in a 67-32 procedural vote Wednesday, advanced a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, despite the fact that the full text of the proposal hasn't been made public yet. CBS correspondent Natalie Brand.
Now what we have is senators, enough of them, more than 60, agreeing to move forward to debate on this physical infrastructure package. But this is a process that has many more procedural steps ahead.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
There are some signs that the red-hot real estate market may be starting to cool. This is due to pending home sales falling. The National Association of Realtors saying they dropped 1.9% in June. They also fell by the same amount when compared to June last year. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go over to those pages, friends, subscribe. Also, 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media on Sons of Liberty Media.com. Also on BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And, folks, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. So we're talking to our friend Michael from Michigan right now, Michael Bambus. And I was out there doing an event with them, a kind of a meet and greet on Saturday. And our friend Rachel had said, listen, I want Michael to get up and share a couple words with us as well. And by the way, Michael was asking me questions while I was speaking. And then when he got up and spoke, I started asking him questions. So this is a good connection, friends, because this guy turned on some lights for me in a big way. Why are so many people getting caught up into the system? Why are so many people being let down or being taken by said attorneys who are sworn to the bar within the system? How come justice never goes forward, which preserves our liberties? Well, Michael started to speak, and as you heard during the last segment, friends, Michael was sharing with us how he went after the governor in the state of Michigan for her unconstitutional edicts concerning her shutdowns, her unlawful measures, shutting down businesses, telling people they have to wear masks. And folks, as we have said over and over and over again, and in particular that of Michigan, you all remember when I told you that the state Supreme Court in Michigan shut her down once, and then she came in a second time, the state Supreme Court did, Judges 2, read it verse 16 when you get a moment, and they came in and pulled the rug on her a second time. Well, Michael just stepped up to the plate as a patriot, and he did his job. And by the way, the definition of patriot, Webster's 1828, is to uphold dying law so that we can remain free. So apparently what this sounds like is Michael actually is living out of gratitude concerning those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have through their sacrifice. Isn't that what patriots do? Well, that's what Michael is doing. So he takes it in. He's told by the state police that he's within his confine, the confine of law, to actually deal with the corruption in the governor's office. Well, when it goes to the very top, Michael said he wanted to go ahead and deliver the papers to the governor, and he said, if you do that, you will be shot. And then Michael was actually contacted by the FBI and told by, you know, these guys that we were raised up to believe that were the good guys, right? Let's think again, friends. Pay attention to what's going on. Just did a brand new article concerning the FBI this morning as to what took place out in their state of Michigan as well. And I might want to highlight that really quick. We do know now that the FBI is now accused of engineering the kidnapping of Michigan governor in the state of, again, Michigan. So here's Michael dealing with them all on their own. The FBI calls him up at the end of his his venture with the governor and the state police, tells him to stand down because if you keep going forward against the governor and her crimes, you will be considered a threat. So going fast forward, now we're told by Michael that he took him to court concerning the mask. He wanted a jury by trial. They shut him down for that. He said, I never got out of court so fast in all my life. So let's take it from there. What is it that took place, Michael Bambus, when you got to approach the bench where the judge began to blurt out the truth in his confusion, if that was the case? Can you go ahead and share with everybody in 153 cities, my friend, as to what that judge shared with you? And this is key for everybody to understand right here and now.
Basically, what I had multiple cases going, and one of the other cases was a property dispute. We came out of the Livingston County Courts and ended up in the Michigan Court of Appeals. And it was there that I finally figured out and was told what the missing piece of the whole puzzle was. And Judge Burroughs of the Michigan Court of Appeals is the one who was presiding judge on the case. He basically pointed out the fact that it's the APA, it's the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, revised in 1969, is what the judges and our politicians are using to circumvent the Constitution and deprive us of our constitutional rights. Now, I want to, if I could, Bradley, I realize I can't get all this information on, and if anybody wants to take a look at what I've done and see the court video, I do have it posted on my Facebook page. And I have an email address. If anybody wants the information sent to them directly by email, I can do that as well.
You can go ahead and get that information out right now, Michael, if you'd like to. Please do.
Sure. My Facebook page, you want to go by Michael Bambus. Last name is B as in boy, A-M, B as in boy, A-S. And I have on there a three-step plan to fighting socialism and a five-part series on the APA, the Administrative Procedures Act. My email address is Gas Department, GASDEPT@att.net. And just put in the subject bar, need information, and I'll get that to you.
So, amen.
Basically, the judge flat out acknowledged the fact that they were not going to follow the Constitution. And when I challenged them on a motion for reconsideration, they flat out denied the motion. They didn't want to deal with it. And the reason why is because I point blank them on the fact that nowhere within the 18 enumerated powers granted to the legislator that they have the ability to delegate their legislative authority to the executive or judicial branches. And that's what they've been doing through the APA. That's why when the state of Michigan Supreme Court shut down Governor Whitmer and her executive orders, all she did was circumvent it through the health department, the Health and Human Services. And as a director or commissioner of a department or agency, they are allowed to promulgate rules with the force of law. And the judges will uphold it as if it was a law. This totally violates the Michigan Constitution and
yes,
the U.S. Constitution.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure every state out there has the same verbiage in regards to the separation of powers. So I have challenged the APA. We are currently in the Michigan Supreme Court on the issue. And I decided to take it one step further. In my five-part series on the APA, on part five, there is something I put in there called the Declaration to the People and the Constitution. It is a legal binding document. I have already sent it out to every state senator in the state of Michigan, and they have so much time in which to respond or not respond. But there's consequences either way. if they sign the document and agree to uphold their oath to the people in the Constitution and they fail to do so, now they're in breach of contract.
Okay.
And if they refuse to sign the document, I've had a lot of people say, well, what if they don't sign it or they refuse to sign it? You know what? That's their choice. But here's the catch. If I get so much as a parking ticket, I will demand a jury trial. I will summon my senators or my representatives to the court or for a deposition. And at that time, I will put that document in front of them and point blank them under oath. Why did you refuse to uphold the Constitution? Why do you refuse to uphold your oath to the people? And now under oath, they're going to have to answer these questions. And this is how this document can be used in a court against them to force or put the fire under their feet to follow the Constitution and stop depriving us of our constitutional rights.
Amen.
By them doing what they're doing, they are violating the social contract. And there's many ways that the social contract can be violated. If our borders of this nation are not secure, that's a violation of the social contract. If they give money to a foreign nation that is hostile to the United States, that is a violation of the social contract. If they deprive us of our constitutional rights, they are violating the social contract.
Oh my gosh.
And depriving us of our constitutional rights is also a federal law under 42. Section 18 or Title 18, 241 and 242. You can carry up to a 10-year prison sentence. So they have been violating not only state laws, they've been violating federal laws, and they need now to be held accountable. And I believe that this declaration will do just that. It puts them in a catch-22. You're either going to follow it or you're not. Either way, there's going to be consequences if you continue violating our Constitution and the constitutional rights of these people.
So, Michael, I got a question for you then. So why is it that you had to reinforce your position if, in fact, they already swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Why do you have to come in and reinforce it with another contract, all the while knowing that anything that stands out of their delegated authorities given unto them by we the people, in other words, they work for us, we do not work for them, when they violated that oath right then and there, they can already be held accountable. So why the reinforcement here? Just curious.
The verbiage that I have in this declaration also refers to the APA, that they will renounce the APA as unconstitutional. So it's a declaration on their part saying we are no longer going to violate the social contract and we are going to declare the APA unconstitutional, making all administrative laws unconstitutional.
Yes.
And they can no longer proceed with these backdoor deals and usurping the Constitution in the manner in which they've been doing.
Okay. Well, if you heard just during the break, so I always pay attention to the propagandists coming through the conservatives of the day, in other words, yesterday's liberals, you just heard how Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, said that he wants to basically lengthen what the CDC said, or the Centers of Disease Control, had to say concerning their enforcement of telling people that they don't have to pay rent right now. Well, if we all remember right, just a prime example of what we're talking about right now with Michael Bambus is the Supreme Court already declared that the CDC has no constitutional authority telling anybody that they don't have to pay the rent. But here comes the President of the United States, and we heard Ted Cruz do the same thing. Many of the said good guys to the Republican Party, unconstitutional, doing the same thing, trying to reinforce the fact that they are somehow a legislative branch unto themselves, when in fact administrative law is unconstitutional. And so what they do is they just keep propping up their lies, hoping people aren't paying attention. That's why we have Michael on the radio right now, friends, so you can understand firsthand that it's completely unlawful, which makes it criminal on their behalf if they so choose to try to enforce that which is unconstitutional. I want to hold you over for one more segment. Is that okay, just for a couple minutes, Michael?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, folks, I'm going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We have our friend Michael Bambus from Michigan telling you the information that you need as to how to take it to the enemy within. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back again after this hard break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other sons and daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other sons and daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. One more time, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Go to the right side. Join us on social media platforms. If you want to call in, please do. Don't know that I'm going to be able to get to your call. We're still going to hold over with Michael Bambus right now. Great information. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Michael Roach, our friend over there, is promoting this content, and it is important content. So, folks, with that said, Michael, why don't you go ahead and give out your information again? It's vitally important. People are going off on your content, and it is important content, but I have been sharing over the last 15 minutes with the people, your website and the such. Can you go ahead and shout it out one more time to the people that are not on social media platforms, please?
Sure, no problem. My Facebook page, again, excuse me, is Michael Bambus. Last name is B as in boy, A-M, B as in boy, A-S. And again, my three-step plan of fighting the deep state socialistic agenda is on there, along with my five-part series on the APA. My email address is gas department, G-A-S-D-E-P-T at att.net.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so Michael, I don't know how personal you want to get here, but you did share some things with us while we were sitting there on Saturday when you were dispersing this information to all of us at that event in Michigan. Can I get a little personal and share, have you share some of the information as to the recourse that corruption has taken when it comes to you moving forward in your demand of justice?
Sure, no problem.
Your father, can you go ahead and share as to what they did there, please?
Yeah, no problem. Again, in the five-part series, there is another video in there of the courts of Livingston County before Judge Susan Geddes. Livingston County, in that case, has been attempting to try and come after me for sanctions because they were appalled that I would actually rebut or challenge any of their rhetoric. And so they decided to come after me financially. They have failed to do so. They haven't been able to do it so. And so instead of coming after me, they decided to go after my father. My father is 83 years old. And like many of us, we do things to try and plan, you know, for down the road. And I have been put on a couple of my father's accounts in case of an emergency. There's accounts that are not financially supported by me. It's supported by his Social Security. And so they went after my father for garnishment of what they were trying to come after me for. And Judge Susan Geddes of the Livingston County Courts read actually on the court record the federal law stating that Social Security money is exempt from garnishment. And she basically crumbled that up, threw it over her shoulder, and decided to go with the court rules and said under the court rules, we are, you know, Livingston County would be able to do this. Now, keep in mind, the court rules, which the judges keep wanting to say are actually a law, are not a law.
Exactly.
Court rules are rules created by the legislators under the APA. And they want to try and convince everybody that these are laws, and they're not. So for a lot of people, this was a little bit of an eye-opener because they actually garnished my father's Social Security money, and he's not a party to this case. He has with the case. They still went after him and took his money. And that means that basically they can change the rules anytime for whatever reason they so choose, and they can come after your wills, they can come after your living trust or anything else because
Incredible.
That's what they do. They don't have any reservation trying, you know, doing what they do.
Yeah, see, this is the stuff, Michael, that we got to keep out in the ears and in the faces in front of the eyes of the people in this country as to how their said representatives are acting. Now, if you go to Article 3, Section 1, it tells us that judges sit during good behavior. This applies to every branch of government, legislative, executive, judicial. No one in this country is above the law, friends. Article 6, Section 2 tells us that there's a supremacy clause, and it tells us that if our said representatives act in such a fashion that the American people, 330 million people, are supposed to act as the law under God and deal with corruption within because government does not have a right to break the law. So what do you do, Americans, when they act in such a fashion? You drop the articles of impeachment. Article 2, Section 4, for the smallest of misdemeanors. What do you do after they're impeached properly and lawfully? Well, you prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. As Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, rightly said, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. But I want everybody listening to us to understand that those said representatives, I care not what capacity whatsoever, they are not above the law. And when the American people figure that out, this is all going to stop real quick. Michael, I want to give you the final words here. And I got to tell you, Michael, not only was this a great interview, I'm just really happy to say that I'm glad we found you. I'm glad that you were at that meeting, that mini events, that meet and greet in Michigan, because if we had 100 men such as yourself, we could change this country really quick, really quick. So I'm honored that you're on the show. I would love to keep you on the show. I would love to network you with people on a nationwide basis. We have a plethora of connections nationwide. I think this information is so pertinent to what's going on here, especially when you're getting through. And I want to bring this up too before I forget it. You're now moving forward to the Supreme Court, and can you tell us the process, how far you are in the process, and what is it that you expect when you get there, my friend?
Okay, I've already filed with the Supreme Court. Livingston County has filed their response, and I have filed a response to their response. So basically, we're on a holding pattern for approximately 6 months, is what I'm being told by the court clerk, that it'll be about 6 months before any action will be taken. So in the meantime, I'm going to keep on doing what I've been doing. I will continue refusing to follow their administrative laws. If they want to write me a ticket, I welcome it.
I don't mean to cut you off, Michael, but for the sake of time, do you feel that they're fatiguing you into compliance, or do you feel that that was a sincere answer to your lawsuit that you're bringing?
I believe it was a sincere response because I've had other cases where it took about the same amount of time. So okay. I don't think they're trying to play any games there. Unfortunately, I have a feeling, it's my gut feeling, that the Supreme Court is going to try and pass the buck. And if that's the case, then I will take this to the U.S. Supreme Court. I will not back down on this. I am not going to give up. I will pursue this no matter what.
It's interesting, you know, when you look at the Sixth Amendment, it guarantees the rights of, namely in defendants, in a particular case this may apply, but a right to a public and speedy trial. I'm just curious to know how that implies to this particular situation. It's like, man, but it's interesting how they got and they make time for the things that they want to make time for concerning pushing illegal agendas down the throats of the American people. And here we are. But again, it's a good start. We need to stand together and we need to take it to them because, again, they're not above the law here. Michael, one more time. By the way, is there anything that you want to share with us concerning maybe something that we overlooked during this conversation?
Basically, I tell my 20-somethings that work with me to always use the Constitution as your argument. Don't get caught up in the emotions of it. This is a
That's
business.
Right.
They operate as a business.
That's right.
And you have to think in the business mind. Use the Constitution as your argument. And I tell them that because for someone to argue against you, they have to argue against the Constitution, and they're going to look like idiots.
That's right.
So always use the Constitution as your argument. Don't get emotional about it. Don't get caught up in the sidetrack with the emotions and the red herrings. And always remember that we, the people, are the supreme authority under the Constitution.
That's right.
Well, the employers and all servants, the employees, need to be reminded and they need to know their place.
That's right. Thomas Edison said that the people are the strength of the Constitution, and if they don't understand that, then you're going to lose your freedoms. And the fact of the matter is, what we have here, friends, is Michael Bambus exhibiting that strength as to how we do this and in his position, and he's doing it, friends. And that's what we got to get back to, is the fact that we are the strength of the Constitution. If we forget that, we're going to lose our freedoms. And people need to understand, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said one more time, that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And the fact of the matter is, we better get busy, 1 Timothy 6:12, if we're going to win the day here, friends. And I just want to say this in ending. Too many men fought blood and died fighting against tyrants that most Americans have been conditioned to now succumb to in this country, that I'm not rolling over in the face of this one. I'm right with you, Michael. If there's anything you need, let us know. If there's any updates, let us know. I would like to stay in contact. I know that there's a lot of people on social media platforms that are excited about your content, and I'm sure you're going to get a little traffic from this conversation, to say the least. With that said, again, friends, thank you very much for the time today. We appreciate your trust. We are giving you facts. We are holding to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. Remember, it was the 7th President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, that said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." If we forget that, it all goes away. Thank you very much, Michael Bambus. We appreciate you in
Thank
Michigan,
you.
My friend.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Folks, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do here. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.